Exam Skills Trainer 3. Exercise 4. Speaker 1.
I'd always enjoyed spending time with my extended family, so I thought we'd all have a real laugh doing this. And we did to start with, dressing up in the protective gear, choosing teams, and then setting out on our first mission. What I hadn't realised before was how competitive some of them are. I mean, you're supposed to leave the arena when you've been hit, but some of them just carried on playing, even though they had several paint splodges on their overalls. That kind of spoilt it for me, really, and I'd never go paintballing with them again.
Speaker 2.
I'd always longed to go there, probably because of the romantic image associated with it. You know, gliding silently in a gondola through canals and under bridges. Then, of course, there's all this talk that the city is sinking. It creates a sense of urgency among those who want to go. Anyway, I was taken there by my partner on my last birthday, and we were lucky enough to have glorious weather. The city took my breath away. I was so overjoyed at having finally made it that I burst into tears when we got back to our hotel.
Speaker 3.
There was no way I was going to miss this. So I got tickets for myself and a friend months beforehand. It was a rather unconventional interpretation of the novel, but the whole thing was mesmerising. The way the protagonist moved around the walls of his room, a transparent box on the stage. The actor gave the impression he was, in fact, an insect. Knowing the ending didn't make it any less distressing, and it was a while before I could get up from my seat. The whole thing left me feeling shell-shocked for the rest of the evening, and I really didn't feel like going on anywhere else after.
Speaker 4.
Every year at Christmas, we do something together as a family, to the cinema or the theatre, something like that. Last year's event was something I really fancied, learning how to make sushi. We went to a Japanese restaurant where we were given all the ingredients and a demonstration of how to make some of the different types. Although some of the techniques were a bit complicated, my efforts turned out pretty well, even though I do say so myself. I enjoyed it so much that I've already signed up to do it all over again with a friend.
Speaker 5.
I'd heard a lot about it, so I couldn't wait to go there. We arrived really early to avoid the queues, and we went straight in. The place is so huge that we didn't know where to start. I'm sure we ended up going the wrong way. Even so, I was gobsmacked by the collection. I mean, most places like this have one or two specimens of each exhibit, but this one has dozens of them. The thing that impressed me most was the blue whale skeleton hanging in the main hall. It was huge. I was so impressed by the place that I couldn't stop talking about it for the rest of the day.